A vaccinologist says the two-dose Pfizer vaccine has been shown to be about 95% effective, and ensuring every New Zealander can get it is a very wise move. The government's named Pfizer as its primary COVID vaccine provider, and it's purchased enough doses for the whole population to receive the two jabs needed to protect against the virus. Auckland University's Dr. Helen Patousis-Harris is part of an independent panel giving the government scientific advice on COVID vaccines. She told RNZ's political reporter Yvette McCullough she was delighted by the move and isn't bothered about the government having all of its eggs in one basket.
Not at this stage, because I think, you know, the reason for having such a diverse sort of portfolio at the beginning, because we didn't have the results for any trials. We didn't know if any of these vaccines were going to work or how well. And now we do. And clearly this vaccine is an exceptionally effective vaccine. So it seems like a good one to secure more of and carry on with.
And it does have some logistical issues in terms of the temperatures it needs to be stored at. Are you confident that's not going to be too much of a hindrance for rolling this out to people?
Yeah, I mean, I think people are sort of getting this, you know, organised. And I obviously there's things to work out logistically. It is a little bit more complicated. But it's also clearly very doable, and we can just look overseas to see how they're managing it and how they're being able to ramp up the speed at which they're actually vaccinating.
And will it be a lot simpler just having one vaccine to train people up on and distribute?
Oh, definitely. You know, it really does reduce the risk for confusion, which can, you know, you can imagine easily happening if you've got a multitude of different vaccines with different requirements, and that can get complicated. So this in a sense, it does actually simplify a lot of things. And of course, remember, we've already invested in some of the infrastructure that we needed to deliver this vaccine. So, you know, we may as well use it.
And that is Helen Patousis-Harris of Auckland University speaking to Yvette McCullough.